Today, I'll be presenting on the topic Short Story of Edgar Allan Poe, The Cask of Amontillado, for 3rd BA English. It's a core paper for semester 5. The Cask of Amontillado was first published in the November 1846. The story, set in an unnamed Italian city at Carnival time, is about a man taking fatal revenge on a friend who he believes has insulted him. The narrator, Montresor, announces that someone named Fortunato has injured him several times and recently insulted him. The story talks about Montresor's methods of manipulating Fortunato and carrying out his revenge against Fortunato. Most importantly, Montresor never let Fortunato know of his grudge. During one evening, during the festival, a time when there was a lot of celebration taking place, Montresor has set up his evil plan with full confidence that he will never be discovered. Knowing that Fortunato considered himself a great expert of fine wines, and especially a fanatic of a sherry known as Amontillado, Montresor complimented him by keenly asking his opinion on a newly acquired cask of Amontillado. He teased Fortunato with a rare liquor, even pretended that his vaults where the wine was stored were damp. However, Fortunato was determined to taste the wine and insisted on being taken to Montresor's home. Montresor agreed while wrapping himself in a cloak to make sure that he would not be recognized. As they descended into the vaults, Fortunato walked unsteadily, and the bells upon his cap jingled as they descended, creating a further carnival atmosphere or a joyous time, a time which will ironically end soon with the living death of the unfortunate Fortunato. As they passed deeper into the vaults, the knitter caused Fortunato to cough constantly, but he was drunkenly determined to continue. At one point, however, Montresor paused and offered Fortunato a bottle of Medoc wine to help ward off the cold and the fumes of the nectar. This seemingly kind act is only an act performed to keep the victim alive long enough to get him to the niche where he will be buried alive. Fortunato drank the Medoc, and again he became lively, and on again his bells jingled. They both toasted even to the good life. When Fortunato noted how wide the vaults were, Montresor told him that he heard that the Montresors were a great and numerous family. Then, in his drunkenness, Fortunato said that he has forgotten what Montresor's coat of arms looked like. As the two men proceeded further along the tunnels, the cold and the nitre fumes increased, and Fortunato asked for another drink. Montresor gave him a bottle of De Grey, which Fortunato emptied. As they continued their journey, they discover numerous catacombs of long deceased relatives. At one of the catacombs, Montresor led Fortunato into a small crypt, which was about 4 feet deep, 3 feet wide, 6 or 7 feet tall. Montresor told Fortunato that the Amontillado was inside. When Fortunato stepped inside, he ran into the granite wall, and Montresor quickly locked him to the wall with a chain. Montresor sets to work walling up the niche using supplies of stone and mortar he had previously hidden nearby. Fortunato quickly sobers up and tries to escape, but Montresor mocks his cries for help, knowing that no one can hear them. While Montresor continues to work, Fortunato tries to persuade Montresor to release him, first by suggesting that they treat the incident as a practical joke, and finally making a lost, desperate plea. As he falls silent, Montresor completes the wall and moves a pile of bones to hide it, feeling a sickness of heart that he dismisses as a reaction to the dampness of the catacombs, stating that the niche and Fortunato's body have stood undisturbed for 50 years, Montresor concludes his account by saying, in pace requisite, This means, may he rest in peace. Thank you.